the end of the parak we had a machlekes avishul whether oifin le shvar. From the shaynus the gemara is only machlekes by shvarim or by shuvei shvarim. And Rav says oifin le shvar. Mishmul says that ain't oifin le shvar. Lishlakama or Rav says oifin le shuvei shvarim and Rav Shmuel says ain't oifin le shuvei shvarim in the other lishaynus. So we saw Rashi's shita is that gemara. The issue in that gemara is the same issue that we have in Agamara and Vayechon and Reish Lakish and Nafshalei Atzala. That Nevada Zara is Nishtarba, the Gaim is Yayish from being Ovidit. The Svar of Shmuel that Hegel Lusharim is because the Meimar are Nafshalei Atzala. Exactly the same Svar that Reish Lakish says in the Sukkah Beyas on the Malachim of Reis. Rashi has to steer. Because in Agamara, Shmuel said that if you find the Shivrei Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. Pashtus Rashi Bayas said that's because Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish that the guy that if it was even if it broke Me'elov, the guy Mara Mishayish, they say naturally Atzala. In the Gemara at the end of the parak, different Lashonis, the Lashon Kama holds it, but the Lashon Basa holds that Shmuel was only matter Shivrei Shon, not Shvar, but the steam Shmuel. So Rashi said it Eitzah. That according to Lishna Basra, the reason why Shmuel is matir Shivrei Avodah Zarah, so we find Shivrei Avodah Zarah, is because we assume that it didn't break by itself. The guy broke it via time. It's more likely that somebody broke it than that it just fell apart. So therefore, we have a right to assume that the guy broke it. If the guy broke it, then for sure this bittle. Everybody hears if the guy breaks it, this bittle. And that's the solution. That was Rashi. So Tosfos, let's take a look at Tosfos over there. Tosfos says. That's talking about where we don't know that it broke by itself. And therefore, the Amina, we assume that the guy broke it be a dime, because that's more shkiach. Here it's talking about here at the end of the parable, it's talking where it broke by itself. So that's already. That Shmuel is machmir. According to the Shabbat, Shmuel is machmir on the Shvar. Look, that's Rashi. In fact, Tosfos with caution. In came my machshul el Reish Lakish, Reish Dogoyim, Shaini Hosam Shulei Shibrei Bekichovim. The Reish Lakish and Shmuel come with bechad shito the Shibrei Avodis Kichovim, the Shibrei Avodis Kichovim. Tosfos says, this makes an assumption that whatever Shmuel holds, Reish Lakish holds. They're bechad shito. That we'll have to revisit when we go through the long Tosfos by us. That's what Tosfos hammers that out, that the Shmuel and Reish Lakish are one shito. Now, kaponim, Reish Lakish shito, and by extension, Tosfos assumes Shmuel shito, is that the Navazorz Nishtabra is muteres. And the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan asks on Shmuel from the Pesukim in Shoftim, by when the Aron was captured, in Shmuel rather, Shmuel Aleph, the Aron was captured, and they took it to the Eretz Plishtim, and they put it in front of the Avodah Zarah, Dagon, and then Dagon fell apart, and its head was cut off, and its hands were cut off, and they were on the Mifton, and it says that they continued to sack, that they would sanctify the miftan on which Dagon fell. So you see that even though Dagon fell apart, they continued to be over to Dagon. And Reish Lakish answered, no, they weren't over Dagon anymore. They felt they were over the miftan on which Dagon fell. They said, oh, Dagon, the spirit left the statue and went into the miftan. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So that's not Shivei Shvarim. It's Shvarim. It says, Reish Dagon v'chafiz Yodov. It's not talking about Shivei Shvarim. It's talking about Shvarim. It says in that Gemara that according to Reish Lakish, Shvarim are also mutter. And Shmuel is the same as Reish Lakish. Now again, that's a leap. How do you know Shmuel is the same as Reish Lakish? In this prat. And even if Shmuel is fundamentally the same as Reish Lakish, who says he has to be the same as Reish Lakish, even in regard to the distinction between Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim? Some of us assume, whatever Reish Lakish holds, that's what Shmuel holds. It's talking about clear. Akhlapanim. Therefore, Tosfos says, since Shmuel is Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish clearly is being matir even Shvarim, so presumably Shmuel is also matir Shvarim. Kach near the farsh. This nekuda that Shmuel has to be the same sheet as Reish Lakish, that's the subject of the Tosfos. We're going to do the Tosfos in Sinai, Mitzvah Shem, so maybe we'll revisit it afterwards. But let's right now just take that as given. Tosfos holds Shmuel has to be like Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish is Matar Shvarim, so Shmuel is Matar Shvarim. In which case, can that a steer between the Gemara over here and the Gemara in Bayas? Kach near the fire, Shdoch Amari Shadarko, Lenashir, Kismin, Vanothim, Tadir. The case of the Gemara over here at the end of the parak is where the Avodah Zarah is shedding kismin, splinters, and branches all the time. They don't stop worshipping the Avodah Zarah on that account. You know, that's some special event that Dagon fell apart. This is it. It's Kaseid, this Avodah Zarah is Kaseid, their branches are falling off, pieces are falling off, and we see that they don't stop worshipping it. In other words, the Taisa says, the Gemara over here at the end of the parak is talking about a case where you don't say Nachshalei Atzala, because this Avodah Zarah is Kaseida shedding pieces, and the Goyim don't stop worshipping it. So you see, they have it already built into their Avodah Zarah, that they continue to worship it, even though pieces fall off. So there's no Nachshalei Atzala. So that's why this Gemara is different. The Gemara by us is talking about where it fell apart, Shalei Kedarko. So then it's Taka Svarat, Shmuel holds, like Reish Lakish, that this is from Nachshalei Atzala, the Goyim and Misyayish. And once the Mishayisha, everything is mutter shorm and shivei shorm. Everything becomes mutter. Here at the end of the parak, we're talking about a case where you don't have nafshalei atzala, because it's the derech for it to be menashe kismin ve'anofim todim, and the goyim don't stop worshiping it just because of that. So you don't have the nafshalei atzala. So therefore, that's why the shorm attacker also, according to the Lishna Basra. So that's up there. So according to Tosfos, that there's no nafshalei atzala in this case because it's dark menashe kismin todim. So first of all, so why does Lishna Kama hold? Why does Shmuel hold in the Lishna Kama that the Shvarim are mutter? And even in the Lishna Basra, why the Shivit Shvarim are mutter? If it's talking about over here, it's the Derech L'Nashe Kismin, and you don't have an Nashe L'Yatzala, so what's the difference? So why the Shivit Shvarim are mutter? Maybe we say like a local patch. Maybe even though it's derech l'nashe kismin, so even though it's the shvarim fall off, they don't stop. They don't say nafshalei atzala. But when the kismin themselves fall apart, so then they say nafshalei atzala and the kismin. Maybe we say such a for the shivish shvarim. That was when the kismin, when the branches, when the nafshim fall off, the avodah zarah, they don't say nafshalei atzala because that happens all the time. But then by shivish shvarim, that means that the anaf itself fell into pieces. Maybe that's already a step beyond. Maybe then they do say nafshalei atzala. Maybe the Lishna Kama holds that even though it's a derech l'nashe tamid, they still say nashe atzala. Maybe it's just degrees of, just issues of degree, how much you need to trigger a nashe atzala. But I think it would be more easy to say that in the Chanami, that in the sugi here at the end of the parak, you don't have nashe atzala. This is a case where you don't have nashe atzala, because like what Taisa said, the derech is the case. This is the derech. It's menashe kismin tamid. This is not some event that traumatizes the goyim. Nafshalei atzala. After this happened, it happens every day that the kismin fall off from this avodah zarah tree, or from this avodah zarah piece, or that anofim fall off from this hasherah. It happens all the time. It's not a gemara, but nafshalei atzala. You don't have over here nafshalei atzala. So what's the issue between Rav and Shmuel? What's the whole sugi about oivim l'shorim and oivim l'shivishorim? This is a different gemara entirely. It's a different issue. Here, the issue in this gemara is, even if you don't have a nafshalei atzala, and there's no yush from the avodah zarah, but there's another issue: is it the derech to be oved l'shvar? Oved l'shvar me'en l'sham shmoi kenu. So Gemara about Rashi said Rashi wrote it over here nafshalei atzala. How you learning? No, that's not a Gemara about nafshalei atzala. This is a new topic. The topic of this Gemara is: are the goyim oved shvar? Is it the derech to be oved if a shemer falls off of an avodah zarah? Is it the derech to be oved? And if it's not the derech to be oved, then it's not an avodah zarah. The truth is, there's a very big raglayim adover to such a mahalach in the Gemara. That the subject matter of this Gemara about Avdin L'Shvarim has nothing to do with Nafshalei L'Yatzala. It's a different issue. It's an issue whether it's the derech to be Avdin to the Shvarim, period. For the Gemara, Dachnu Gimel Beis. The Gemara, Dachnu Gimel Beis, is a case of Bimus Shenifka. I mentioned that people should, I had sent to the assistants, maybe, I don't know if the word got out. Work out a better. But anyway, kach. Take a look at the word in the Gimel Beis. Gemara base, towards the end of the Amud. One, two, three, four, five lines from the bottom. Rav Yechon Reish Lachos Ayman Tivayim. Bimus Shenifkam Mutter. Bimus is a pedestal or a platform on which they would stand up the Avodah Zarah. So it's Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. Misham Shei Avodah Zarah also Asur Bano. So you have this Bimus, which was used for Avodah Zarah to stand up. And it became pogrom. It got chipped. Got broken. So Rav Yechon Reish Lachos say, it becomes Mutter. Because now that it was Nifkam, they no longer use it for the to be Mishamish to Avodah Zarah. They go on and they say, V'yafilu l'mad v'omar, oivdin l'shvarim. And even according to the Mad Omar, that oivdin l'shvarim. This is at the end of the Omar, at the end of the parak before. Hani milei avodis kichavim. That's by the Avodah Zarah itself. The kevon de polcha, since that's the object of worship itself, zila be milsa l'vitula. It's beneath them to, since this is the thing that they used to be oved, the Avodah Zarah itself, they used to be oved it when it was intact. So even when it turns into a shever, they're not going to stop being oved it because this is their God. They're going to continue to be oved it. Zilu b'milsu l'vitula. Avol hani shakli lahai u'maisi bimus acharino. But over here, they can take another bimus. It doesn't fit. So they want to have a good bimus. This bimus is nifkam. They're not going to use any more of the pogrom to get bimus. They're going to use a new bimus. I'm sorry, you know, we started a little later than we were. We started a few lines before. A little bit earlier than we were. You have Rabbi Shmuel Amr Tuvayu, Bima Shenifkam Osir. Rabbi Shmuel said the other way around. Bima Shenifkam is Osir. It continues to be Osir. V'afilam Adam, Ein Oivdin L'Shvarim. And even if you say that by Avodah Zarah itself, Ein Oivdin L'Shvarim, Hanim Yilei Avodah Zarah, Dezilu Be Milsu L'Miflach L'Shvarim. That's by Avodah Zarah where it doesn't pass for them to bow down to Shvarim. So that's why there with this tzad to say ain't even the shor have a highly yichbus like. But when it comes to the platform, they don't care that it's pogrom. They'll continue to use it even though it's pogrom. So therefore, the bimus remains also even though ain't even the shor. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And then Rabbi Yechon Reish Lachos say the other way around. Bimus shenifkam is mutter. V'afilu ma'adam even the shor. And even if you say that by the avodah zarah itself, the piece of the shor are also hanimil avodah zarah. They came into polch as a zila ba milsul vitula. They don't want to put it out to pasture because this is the thing that they bow down to. So they continue to bow down to the shor. But over here, if the bimus is nifkam, they'll take another bimus. The kids that we have here are machlokes Rav and Shmuel versus Rav Yechon Reish Lachos. What's the bimus and nifkam? Rav and Shmuel say that a bimus and nifkam is osur, and Rav Yechon Reish Lachos say that a bimus and nifkam is mutter. And the Gemara is mechalik that it's not that this works independently of the issue of oivdin l'shvarim. Whereas the Havamina, the Gemara of Gila is a tzad that this is the same issue as oivdin l'shvarim. If they're not oivdin l'shvarim, then they shouldn't use a bimus that's broken. If they are oivdin l'shvarim, then they should use a bimus that's nifkam. But the Gemara says no, it doesn't have to work in tandem because there's a svara l'chalik in both directions. It could be that when it comes to the avodah zarah itself, they're less likely to be oivdin l'shvarim. It's more zila b'milsa to be oivdin to the shever than to use the bimus that was nifkam. It could be it's less zila b'milsa. So therefore, nobody's one. We can hold one way. You can hold that the bimus is osur and the shvarim are mutter. You can hold the bimus is mutter and the shvarim are osur. Because the zila b'milsa is not necessarily the same. Like upon it says in the end, it says in that sugya that what's the issue of oivdin l'shvarim? Zila b'milsa. It doesn't say anything here about nafshal yatzalo. And it doesn't make sense to talk about nafshal yatzalo. What does nafshal yatzalo have to do with the bimus? The bimus was never the avodah zarah. The deity is not the bimus. There's no zeich in this gemara to anything about nafshal yatzalo. The Gemara talks in terms of zila b'milsa. Does it pass for them to use a bimus that's nifkam? Does it pass for them to be able to a shever? So this is in a zila b'milsa. So we have these chilukim. This is a very big siyu to what I want to suggest in Tosis, that the issue of oivdin l'shvarim is totally different than the issue of nafshal yatzalo. Nafshal yatzalo by us, that's an issue that they don't believe anymore in the Geshka, because they see it couldn't save itself, so they stopped believing in it. It broke. Naturally, Dogon fell apart, so they cancel their subscription to Dogon. So that's the issue by us. The Gemara at the end of the parak is talking about where it's the derech to be menashe kismin todir. It's derech to be menashe anofim todir. So there's no nafshal yatzalo. So what's the issue? It's a different issue. Zilu b'milsa. Are they oivid? Not because they don't believe anymore in the avodah zarah. They believe in the avodah zarah. But the shever from the avodah zarah, maybe it's beneath them to bow down to the shever. That's the issue that's come over here. I'm going to give them a little face. Zilu b'milsa. That's very geschmack and taisus. That's mamish what taisus is saying. So the two sugyas could work totally separate. And the emes is that the chayil of Rashi, it's a kashan Rashi. Rashi learns that the issue of Eivin L'Shvarim, Rashi and at the end of the parak said the issue of Eivin L'Shvarim is because Nashul Yatzolah. How does Rashi read the Gemara? We heard that from Gimel Beis. The Gemara in Gimel Beis says that the issue of Eivin L'Shvarim is relevant to a Bimus also. Just this chilukim and the degrees of Zilu Bimus. Chayitz Mefurish in this Gemara that the issue of Eivin L'Shvarim has nothing to do with Nashul Yatzolah. Nashul Yatzolah has nothing to do with the Bimus. And the chilukim the Gemara makes in that chilukim and Nashul Yatzolah. The Gemara doesn't make chilukim over here. Nachman Gimel. The Gemara is not mechalek. Well, when the Avodah Zarah breaks, they don't believe it anymore. But when the Dimus breaks, they still believe in it, or vice versa. That's not the chilukim the Gemara is making. The Gemara makes chilukim in the zilu b'milso. Does it pass to be able to a share? Maybe it's, you know, maybe it passes more to be able to a share than to use a broken bimus. Maybe it passes more to use a broken bimus than to be able to a share. Well, it's just a Gemara. The, you see in the Gemara that the issue is zilu b'milso. How does it work for Rashi? That's a Mishul Yashiv. What is Rashi going to do with the Gemara and the Gemara base? Something to think about. I'll leave to the island to think about. I don't, you know, a great terrace I don't have. So welcome here. But in Taisa, it's very Gishmach. Taisa, we're not Chanani. The Gemara of Eid L'Shvarim had nothing to do with the issue of Nashul Yatzol. And the Cheshbon, Ilfi Taisa, the Cheshbon, the relationship between the two Sugis, Asuk and the Sugis at the end of the parak, is like this, that at the end of the parak, you don't have Nashul Yatzol because it's the Derek. So it's just a Gemara about Eivin L'Shvarim, whether it's Zilu B'Milsa. There we have Chilukim in Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim. Shvarim is yet Zilu B'Milsa. Maybe by Shvarim it is. It's not yet Zilu B'Milsa. Shivei Shvarim is more Zilu B'Milsa. That's one thing to be able to a whole Shever. It's another thing to be able to a little pebble. So there you have Chilukim in Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim. The Fi Taisus also is very Gishmak in Agamar. There's no Zecher in Agamar. Agamar is a long Gemara. It's a blot and a half. Shmuel, then we have Reuchen, and Rishlok. There's a whole sugi about the Avodah Zarah and Ishtabra. There's no Zecher in Hagemara to any distinction between Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim. Doesn't appear. The Gemara equates. The Gemara has, when the Gemara is, we'll see the Gemara, when the Gemara has the Kashas and Reuchen and Rishlok, the Gemara has some of the cases of Shvarim, like Dogon. The Gemara has other cases where Shivei Shvarim, you made sawdust. The Gemara is not Mechalik, oh, this is Shvarim, this is Shivei Shvarim. Everything seems to be Bechadam Achdom. The Gemara at the end of the parak is Mechalik, and Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim. Different Lashinus. Halidomer, what's going on? Lefi Tais is very geshmak. There's two different issues. The issue by Yas is Nafshul Ayatzola. When the Avodah Zarah breaks to the Goyim saying Nafshul Ayatzola, the Messiah Shmi Lo'evdo. In that, there's not going to be no difference in Shvarim and Shivei Shvarim. What's the difference if it fell into big pieces or little pieces? Dogon broke. Dogon didn't want to be broken into big pieces either. And yet it fell apart. So Nafshul Ayatzola. So if you already hold from Nafshul Ayatzola, there's no difference if it's Shvarim or if it's Shivei Shvarim. The Gemara at the end of the parak is talking about a different issue. At the end of the parak, you don't have the Nashul Yatzola because it was the Derech. The end of the parak is a different issue. Is it Zilu B'Milsa to be able to Shvar? There the Kataka B'Chilukim. To be able to a big Shever, maybe it's not so much Zilu B'Milsa. To be able to Shivei Shvarim is more Zilu B'Milsa. There, this Chilukim Taka B'in Shvarim and Shivei Shvar. And you have to know the other way around, though. The beginning of the parak in the Sug by us, where it's a Sug about Nashul Yatzola, but how come the Gemara by us doesn't also talk about the issue of Eidon L'Shvar? We're in having a Verizorish and a Shtabra Me'elel. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas have an argument. Do you say Nafshalei Atzola? Do you not say Nafshalei Atzola? How come the world also didn't bring up the issue? Forget Nafshalei Atzola. They're not able to Shvar. Some of the Poshut answer is in the Chanami. Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas both hold Eidon L'Shvar. The Gemara is assuming Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas hold, like the second two Lashonis of the Gemara at the end of the pair, that Eidon L'Shvar, and maybe even the Shivei Shvar. Rav holds that they're Eidon L'Shivei Shvar. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas hold that Eidon L'Shivei Shvar. So Mele Eidon L'Shvar didn't bother. Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokas weren't busy with Eidon L'Shvarim. Because they got all Eidon L'Shvarim. They had a different issue. Since it broke, Shalei Kederech, there's an issue of Nafshalei Atzolah. But upon him, it comes out that it's two separate sugyas. Obviously, there are cases where the two sugyas intersect. If the Avodah Zarah broke into Shivei Shvarim, so you have both issues, Nafshalei Atzolah, the issue of Aper, you also have the issue of Eidon L'Shvarim. Some halachas like Rav. Yeah, some halachas like Rav, that Rav and Shmuel halachas. If it's Nisurim, surim, the halacha is like Rav. Some halacha is that Eivdim L'Shvarim. According to Mr. Bastir, they're Eivdim even to Shivei Shvarim. So the Gemara by us doesn't bother about the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish didn't bother about the Eivdim L'Shvarim issue.
It's going to be a cash on the Rav also, though.
What?
Wouldn't
it also end up being a cash on the Rav? Yeah, it's going to be a problem in the Rav. So the Rav is how does the Rav work? Because the Rav had the other gear, so yeah, that I don't want to get too bogged down to the Rav, because I don't think we're going to have time to do everything. The Ran Cheshma's added, what does the Rif do with the Eidon L'Shvarim, please?
also on an Gimel. The Gemara doesn't, when we're talking about Yehuda and Reish Lakish, it says that
I feel my Adama.
Right.
And they've got to both hold Eivim Lashor. That's a little bit of a thing. That's good. The Gemara's Lashem and Gimel basis. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said that the Bimus is Mutter. They say it's Mutter, right? Bimus Nifka Mutter. I feel the man the Amor Eivim Lashor. Now, what do they themselves hold? Arsu Yitz Mashmid, they themselves both hold that Eivim Lashor. Because that's why they're only worried about Nashal Yetzalah. They weren't worried about the Ein Eivim Lashvar part. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both hold that Eivim Lashvar. So when they said, Afilu Laman Da'omar Eivim Lashvarim, but that's kind of good, actually. Afilu Laman Da'omar Eivim Lashvarim, they mean themselves. That's what we hold. We hold Eivim Lashvar, but not the Bimus. Yeah, again, it was probably not them talking. It could be the Gemara talking. This is the Stam of the Gemara.
I wasn't asking that. I was asking that. The Stam of the Gemara, they talk about like it's Zila, but Milsil of Tula. So it's Eivim Lashvarim has nothing to do with like being about to live.
See, I think how bittul doesn't mean bittul in the sense that they don't believe it anymore. Bittul means it's a zilzul for them not to put it out to pasture.
Rashi
will
read it as.
Rashi will read that bittul means a bittul of Nashalei Atzalah. But it's far in the Nashalei Atzalah. You don't have Nashalei Atzalah in the Bimus. It's far thinking about zilu b'milsul. Zilu b'milsul of bittul. If you ask, that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is when the Zohar breaks. So they don't believe in it anymore. They say Nashalei Atzalah. What does that do to the Bimus? Maybe there is a tishar, but the chara, that's not what the Gemara says. And the Gemara should say that's what the Gemara should talk about. When the bimus breaks, maybe there's not such a shor to say nafshal yatzala. Maybe he's silly, but those are not the terms that the Gemara talks in. The Gemara talks in terms of zilu b'milsa. That sugitaka sounds like it's a different issue entirely. Yeah, if you actually needs to be worked through. I just want to point out an interesting cheshbon. So we have two machlokes in. We have two machlokes in between Rashi and Tosfos that we've been discussing. I mean, we talked a lot of things, but first of all, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. How do you understand the relationship between Shmuel and Agamar and Shmuel at the end of the parak? Because at the end of the parak, Shmuel says, in the Lishna Basra at least, that Oyv the Shvar, only not the Shibish Shvar, but the Oyv the Shvar. And by us, Shmuel says that if it's Rosh and Ishtabra Me'eleh, it's Muteres. That I might see Shibay Vadazar, you know. And by us, Shmuel says that if you find Shibay Vadazar, I'm in Mutar. So it's a steer in Shmuel. So how do you deal with the steer in Shmuel? So Rashi's answer is, what's Rashi's answer? What? You could be a diet. That by us, that according to Lishna Basra, you have to say Shmuel by us, who's Matir, Shimei Avodah is not because if the Avodah Zarah broke, it's Mimele Mutter. No, if the Avodah Zarah broke, it's still Osir, right? From Lishvara. But we, if you find Shimei Avodah Zarah, you don't assume that it broke. You assume that somebody broke it, and that's already 100% Bittul. That's Rashi's solution. And Taisus doesn't like that solution. Taisus' solution is that the Gemara at the end of the parak is talking about where it broke naturally. It's the Derech L'Nashe Kismin Tomit. So you don't have an Ashulei Atzala, so it's only an issue of Zilu B'Milsa. Whereas at the beginning of the parak, where you find Shibay Avodah Zarah, not talking about that it broke naturally. Found the statue, broke into pieces, not the derech that for that to happen. So there, either it broke unnaturally, either it was Nishtaber, or somebody broke it. Either way, it's Takamutter, because you have an Ashulei Atzala, like Rish Lakish. That's Taisus' solution. That's issue number one. Then we have another Mechlekes Rashi in Taisus, which is unrelated to what we're talking about today, but I'll show you how I think the question was out. We had another machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, which is by the safe of the Mishnah, Motza Tavnas Yad Tavnas Regel. The Mishnah says if you found Tavnas Yad Tavnas Regel, so that's also Eilu Asur. And the more asked on Shmuel, why is the Tavnas Yad Tavnas Regel also? Even if the Avodah Zarah broke, even if Avodah Zarah Mamish that breaks, is Mutar Avodah Zarah the Mahamaychi Shivay Avodah Zarah Eilu Mutar? So why is the Tavnas Yad and the Tavnas Regel any different? So what did the Gemara answer? Oymden al b'sisim. Like Rashi tells you what Oymden al b'sisim means. Rashi learns Oymden al b'sisim means that they put it up on a pedestal, and therefore, even though nechlami the shvarim were mutter, but then when they put the Tavnas Yad and the Tavnas Regel on a pedestal, now it became a new iser. Because now it's a new Avodah Zarah that they're going to be over to the Av and the Rebbe, because it's a Tzura and Avedis. That's Rashi. And Tosfos learns that, no, that's not the case. The case is not on a pedestal. It's lying in the gutter. The case is, Avodah Zarah L'Sisa means that it broke off clean. And since it broke off clean, so when it broke off clean, the Goyim were not misyayish from being over the Yad and the Regal. The Yad and the Regal of an Avodah Zarah, Akilu, their own separate Avodah Zarah, they have their own separate Avodah. And when it breaks off clean, so there's Nafshu L'Yatzola and the Avodah Zarah as a whole. But there's no Nafshu L'Yatzola, there's no Yish on the Yad and the Regal, so the Yad and the Regal continue to be awesome. Shmuel 1 is that Shiri Lezar Mutter because of Yish. That's Lishna Kama. That's Lishna Kama of Shmuel. But then we have Shmuel and Lishna Basra. Really, the Lishna Mitziosa and the Lishna Basra. So it's a short Lishna Basra. Who holds that Shiri Lezar Mutter, not because of Yish. No Yish on Hashem, but rather because he broke it b'yadayim. His stomach was broken b'yadayim. Tosfos doesn't have this second version of Shmuel. Tosfos only has the first version of Shmuel. The reason why Shmuel is mat shivei Avodah Zarah is because there's Yish. I would have at the end of the parak, no, that was Kederach, but over here it's not Kederach, so there's Yish. Tosfos doesn't have this other invention, this other Shmuel. The only Shmuel is Yish, and Shmuel is like Rish Lakish, and that's the theme in Tosfos. Shmuel is like Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish like Shmuel, and there's no, they're just hand in glove. There's no other Shmuel. The only Shmuel is the Shmuel about Yish, which is the same as Rish Lakish. Whereas in Rashi, we have two Shmuels. We have the Shmuel of Lishna Kama, which is Hakas the Yish, and we have the Shmuel of Lishna Basra, which is because we assume that he broke it b'yadayim. Then there is a Kasha and Shmuel. Where Es and Shmuel. How does Shmuel explain Tavlis Yad and Tavlis Regel? Why is it also? That's the worst question. Why do you say it's Shimei Avodah Zarah Mutter? Why is Tavlis Yad and Tavlis Regel any different? So the Gemara answers that it's Oymin Al B'Sisom. According to Rashi, means that it's a new Avodah Zarah. It's an Avodah Zarah Chadosha. Because it's up on a pedestal. B'Tosfos, it means that they're not Misyayish. They're Misyashim Me'ayad Ve'Aregel. They're Misyayish from everything else, but the Yad and the Regel broke off clean, so they're not Misyayish from the Yad and the Regel. So here's the Chesed. This question the Gemara asks about the Tavlis Yad and Tavlis Regel, the Gemara is asking a Kasha and Shmuel. It's a Kasha on all the Shmuels. Shmuel says Shivu Varezor Amutter. I don't care what the reason. Shmuel says Shivu Varezor Amutter. So why is Tavlis Yad and Tavlis Regel also? So the Gemara answers, I'm the Nabu Sisson. That answer has to be an answer for all of the Shmuels. Can't just be an answer for one Shmuel and not for the other Shmuel. Has been an answer for all the interpretations of Shmuel. Lefi Rashi, there are two interpretations of Shmuel. Shmuel might be because of Yish. It might be because we assume he broke it via diet. According to Rashi, the teretz of Oymin al-Basisim has to work for both versions of Shmuel. Which it does, according to Rashi. Because it doesn't matter what version of Shmuel you take. If the reason why Shmuel was not there is because he was the claim of his yayish from the Shvarim, or whether the reason Shmuel was matter is because we assume he broke it be a diamond and he was a mevatel l'shvarim, kach oy kach. But when it's on a pedestal, now it's a brand new Avodah Zarah. Somebody took the broken Avodah Zarah, made it into a brand new Avodah Zarah. So that's fine. That's why the Yad and the regular also. So we're fine. But according to Tosfos, that the reason why the Yad and the regular also is because he's not misyayish from the Yad and the regular. That works according to the first version of Shmuel, that the reason why Shimei Avodah Zarah mutter is because of Yush. So then we can say, well, it's only Yish from the rest of the Avodah Zarah, but the Yad and the Regel that broke off clean, there they don't say Nafshu L'Yatzolah. On the contrary, the Yad and the Regel, they save themselves. So, that's fine. But according to the second version of Shmuel, that the reason why Shimei Avodah Zarah mutter is because we assume it didn't break by itself, but a guy took a stick and he broke it. So then the Yad and the Regel, so what is it going to help that the Yad and the Regel broke off clean? But the guy who broke the Avodah Zarah, he didn't know that they're going to break off clean. His intent was to break the whole Avodah Zarah and was to be mevatel the whole Avodah Zarah. That's a part of the din. If a person breaks an Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah will also become mutter. If a guy breaks an Avodah Zarah, or even just punches it in the nose, they have the whole Avodah Zarah becomes mutter. So the Gemara's teretz of Einan Abbasisom, according to Tosis's understanding of it, is only a teretz for the first version of Shmuel. It's not going to be a teretz for the second version of Shmuel. That's why Tos L'Shitosom Taka can't have a second version of Shmuel. What Rashi says for Shmuel, that there's another, the Lishnabasher of Shmuel assumes that he broke it by a diet. That's not available to Tosis. Because then the Gemara's teretz of Einan Abbasisom is not going to make any sense. Therefore, Shmuel can only, Tosis can only have the first version of Shmuel. It doesn't have this other teretz. And therefore, Tosis can't say what Rashi says. According to Lishna Basra, the reason why Shmuel is mad to Shiva but Azor is because we assume he broke a beer diet. That's not going to make sense. What do you do with Tapas Yad and Tapas Regal? So Tosis has to look elsewhere. That's a different malach. There's no, there's only one Shmuel. There's the Shmuel that Shiva but Azor mutter because you miss Yayish. I, what about the end of the parak? There's the Kabbalah and Lishna Basra. That's a whole different Gemara. There was no Yish because it was Kedarkoi and it's a different Gemara. But Zilu Bilmilsa. No, there's the route that Rashi goes was not available to Tosis. Tosis had to. Tosis doesn't make this chesed. Tosis chalik and Rashi at the end of the parak for different reasons. Right? Rashi at the end of the parak says, "Mistama the guy broke." That the answer for the steer in Shmuel is that Mistama the guy broke it be a dime. So Tosis answers that Shmuel is like Rish Lakish, which I don't know exactly where Tosis got it from. It has to be like Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish is even by Shoram, not only by Shiva Shoram. Tosis has like another objection to Rashi. Bechayr Tosis could have l'shitosav. Tosis could have asked Rashi. How can you say that the stone of the guy broke it be a dying? If the guy broke it be a dying, so why is Tabnus Yad and Tabnus Regal also? Amnin Abbasisim, according to Tosis, Amnin Abbasisim is just as far in Yish. It doesn't help if the guy broke it be a dying. So Tosis doesn't make the Chesmin, but the Chesmin nonetheless is true that Rashi and Tosis are the Shitosim in these two Machlaikas. According to Tosis' version of Amnin Abbasisim, the Svar of Amnin Abbasisim is a Svar in Yish. So then Shmuel has to work with Yush. I, what about the steer to the Lishna Basra? We have to say, what about the steer to the end of the parak? We have to say, the end of the parak is a different nidoin. There's no Yush because it was Kederach. But the Rashi, Oimdan Abbasisim, means that it's new Avodah Zarah. That'll work quite to, even if you broke it, be a dime, but now it's a brand new Avodah Zarah. So Rashi has the freedom to say that maybe time of the Shmuel is not because of Yush, but rather because of the stomach you broke it, be a dime, and that's how we could reconcile the two Shmuels. Okay, let's start Tosis. Listen, avoid with Natsum. Actually, before I start talking, there's two other nekudas I want to point out. Looking back at the Gemara at the end of the parak, I just want to point out something in the Pshat Tovna that needs to be explained. Look inside at the Gemara at the end of the parak. Most itmar v'rizor shnishtav v'rava matzorach lebatel kol kisim v'kisim v'shmul mor v'rizor eina b'teila v'shmul omar v'rizor eina b'teila elo derech g'day losim. Frekli ma adra v'derech g'day losim mi b'teila. That's Lishna Kama. No, maybe Lukuliyam even the Shoram, but here it's Shive Shoram and so on and so forth. So we have in the Gemara itself, when Shmuel says that when Avodah Zarah was Nishtaka, and Rav says you have to be Mabatal Kolkis and Mekisim, that means the Shoram are also, the Shive Shoram are also. Shmuel says, you don't have to be mevatel every single kisim. Shvarim are mutter, or the shivish shvarim are mutter in the Lishna Basra. But the way Shmuel said it was, ein avodah zarah tzricha bittel, meaning the shvarim are only osur, ela derech kedei losur. So it says in Shmuel that although Shmuel holds that the shvarim are mutter, but that's only when it was not derech kedei losur. If it was derech kedei losur, the shvarim are osur. That's just a loss in the Gemara. We didn't talk about this derech de loss of his. So. But Lamai said, when Shmuel said the Shvarma Mutter, he doesn't say the Shvarma Mutter. He says the Shvarma Mutter because it's not derech de loss. If there would be derech de loss, the Shvarma would have to be also. Then you would have to do a separate act of bittul. So, comes along Tosus, and he says that this whole sukkah he's talking about with the derech lenasher kismin van Ofim Talmud. How could Tosus say that? The Gemara says b'feirush that the case of Rav and Shmuel is that it's not where it broke, not derech de loss. According to Tosus, the case of the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about is where it's the derech lenasher kismin van Ofim Talmud. Isn't that derech de loss? Tosus is like mamish against the Gemara. Tosus says the whole Gemara is talking about where it was derech de loss. So you don't have an afshalay atzam. Where it's the derech lenasher kismin van Ofim Talmud. But the Gemara itself says Shmuel itself says beferish. I'm not talking about where it's derech de loss. If it would be derech de loss, then it would hakani bittul. It would be osur. I'm talking about where it's not derech de loss. So how can Tosus say that Shmuel's talking about where it's the derech lenasher kismin van Ofim Talmud? Mamish against the Gemara. So I guess the pshat has to be. I mean, I didn't look around in the other Rishonim over here. I could either take a look. I guess Tosus must mean that there's a difference between derech de losa and derech lenasher kismin van Ofim Talmud. Meaning derech de losa is that the tree is growing, and as it grows, it sheds. That's mutter for sure. I mean, that's also for sure. Those things are for sure also. Tosus is talking about a different case. It's derech is lenasher kismin ve'anofim tomid, but ein menichin oivdeho bekach. Meaning, the thing is falling apart. It's being lenasher kismin ve'anofim, not because it's derech gidol, because it's growing. It's being lenasher kismin ve'anofim tomid, because it's decrepit and it's falling apart. But you see that ein menichin oivdeho bekach, that the goyim don't abandon it on that account. You see even Lashon Tosus, ein menichin oivdeho bekach. If it was because derech gidol, why would they be menich? You think, no, this is an old Avodah Zarah, it's falling apart, it's shedding, it's on its last legs. But you know, it's the Zaydus of Avodah Zarah, and so they don't want to leave it, they say continue to worship it. So that's what he says, Eimani Chanev Debekach. So over here you don't have a Sanachal Yatzalah. So I think that's the part, that's what you have to say. So it's an interesting thing. The way I want to understand Tosus, that Tosus is learning that in this Gemara, it's not a Gemara, actually it's only all this Gemara, but Zila B'Milso. It comes out a strange thing, that somehow if the Avodah Zarah sheds pieces derech g'day losa, then it's not Zila B'Milso to be able to the Shvar. But if it sheds pieces derech nivul, so then already it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Then already maybe then Shmuel says that ain't loved in the Shvar, or ain't loved in the Shivei Shvar. Yes, just that's that chazan. So it was a little bit counterintuitive. I would have said in the issue of national atzola, I could hear that it makes a difference. But in the issue of zilu b'milso, what's the difference? If it's zilu b'milso to be able to a tree that fell, to a branch that fell down, or to a kisim that fell down, so what's the difference if it fell down derech nivul or it fell down derech gidul? And the Tosus said you have to say in Tosus if what I'm suggesting is right, but you have to say in Tosus that even in the zilu b'milso. There's a difference between an anaf that fell off because it's a healthy asherah, and as it grows, it sheds the let's say the leaves from last year or something. That's like derech gidul. You know, it's a healthy tree, and the leaves fall down in the fall, or something like that. So it's derech gidul. So that's not zilu b'milso to be able to the shever. It's a shever that's a sign of health, but a shever that fell off derech nivul, so it's not nafshel atzala. You see, b'dei menichin adevakach. But to be able to the shwarm already still is maybe zil b'milso. That goes. That's machlekes Rav and Shmuel and shwarm and shivish shwarm. That's what the sugya is busy. Or that's what we have to say for say in Tosus. So maybe this is a Pesach to explain Rashi, because Rashi learns that this is a Gemara talking about national yatzola. That's a Rashi learns that this sugya is a Gemara about national yatzola. So yes, but the Gemara that can give him the base talks about different shwarms, zil b'milso by bimos. The shwarm is about zil b'milso. So maybe the answer for Rashi is that Rashi Taka agrees that in Dachnim Gimel Amud Beis there's a svar of zilu b'milso. There is another svar of even the shorim that has to do with zilu b'milso. Rashi concedes that, but Rashi just held that this Gemara Shmuel here at the end of the parak, Shmuel says that the shvarim amutter It's not because of zilu b'milso. Because if it would be zilu b'milso, then what would be the, what difference would it make if it was derech de'loso or not derech de'loso? If it's zilu b'milso to be oivet to a shever, then it wouldn't matter if the shever fell off derech de'loso or not derech de'loso. From the fact that Shmuel is mechalik in derech de'loso and shaloka derech de'loso, so Rashi held Shmuel must be, Shmuel's reasoning must be nothing to do with zilu b'milso. It's not zilu b'milso. Shmuel's reasoning says nafshal yatzola, and in nafshal yatzola the taka makes a difference. If it's derech de'loso, there's no nafshal yatzola. On the contrary, this is a sign of health. But if it's not derech de'loso, then there's a nafshal yatzola. And it's meduyik. Rashi, when he says the thing about nafshal yatzola, this is what Rashi is going on. The deeper masculine Rashi is the loy the kuliyam even l'shorim shenishtabu meilen. No, I'm sorry, the Rashi before. Ein avad iskechavim shichal vatal elik shi derech de'loso. So Rashi himself, when he says the svar of Nafshalei Atzola, it's on this member of Shmuel, which is the first member of Shmuel. It's like not a big deal in Rashi, because there's no earlier for Rashi to say it. This is the first time Shmuel talks up. But still, the deeper maskil is, Shmuel said, Ein avad zor tzricha bittel ela derech de'loso. Says Rashi, but if it's not derech de'loso, it just broke, then there's a Nafshalei Atzola. So maybe that's the answer. And that Rashi knows that this Gemara Daf Nun Gimel that talks about Oif and the Shoram in different terms, in terms of Zilu B'Milso. Rashi held, okay, fine, that's a different sugya. The same way in Taisus we said that there's two different sugyas. There's sugyas that have to do with Nafshal Yatzola, and there's sugyas that have to do with Zilu B'Milso. So Rashi agrees to that. A lot of the sugyas that have to do with Nafshal Yatzola, like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, there's sugyas that have to do with Zilu B'Milso, like Gemara Daf Nun Gimel in the base. Rashi just held, Shmuel at the end of the parak can't be about Zilu B'Milso. Because if Shmuel was working with Zilu B'Milso, he wouldn't have been mechalik in derech de'loso and shloike derech de'loso. Al korchach, if Shmuel is mechalik in derech de'loso and shloike derech de'loso, Shmuel is working within the svar of Nafshal Yatzola. And Shmuel is not worried about Zilu B'Milso. Maybe Shmuel holds it as like Zilu B'Milso. Nechrami, Dachnum Gimel, by Bimos, there's another svar that the Gemara is busy with. That maybe it's a Zilu B'Milso to be aimed to a Bimosh and Nifkam. And maybe this maybe by Shimei Barizor, there's also a Zilu B'Milso. But it's like local only Dachnum Gimel with base. A little bit strange. When the Gemara references Afilam Adama Oipel Shorim and Loyev the Oipel Shorim there in Dachnum Gimel base, it's not referencing Shmuel and it's not referencing Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. They're busy with Nafshal Yatzola. There's some other Oipel Shorim that the Gemara knew about that have to do with Zilu B'Milso that the Gemara is busy with and Dachnum Gimel Amud base. Let's make our song in place. There we have not only 10 minutes left. We'll make a start. No, Taisus. How much more? Yeah, it's an interesting place here about the world being round, but we're not going to do it inside. How much more? I feel the shiver, but it's going to cover with time. Nearly. So Taisa says Shmuel is like Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish is like Shmuel. So even though Shmuel and Reish Lakish said different things, Reish Lakish said in the Avodizorishin is Shtabra Meleh is Muteris. You saw it broke, it's Muteris. Shmuel said something else. You found Shivei Avodizor Vashuk, Harim Mutarim. Taisus posits, but the reason behind both of them is the same. Namely, that if the Avodazor, as Taisus elaborates later on, because Reish Lakish holds that if the Avodazor broke by itself, it becomes mutter, so therefore, if you find Shivei Avodazor, so they are mutter, because Roy stole him, one of the possibilities, there was three possibilities. Goy broke it, a Jew broke it, broke by itself. So Roy stole him, according to Reish Lakish, Roy possibilities are mutter. If a guy broke it, it's for sure mutter. Everybody agrees. If it broke by itself, it's also mutter. Just if a Jew broke it, it's also. That's only one out of three possibilities, and Taisus is going to add later. It's not even a likely possibility, because if the Jew broke it, he would have broken it all the way and gotten rid of the pieces. So therefore, all of the Sodom, really, virtually all of the Sodom are leheter. And that's why, if you find Shivei Vadazar, Shmuel says that the Vadazar is mutter. So Shmuel is like Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish is like Shmuel. The Chayin Mashma B'Somach. So Taisus now says, I have to prove this, because now I'm a first. So he brings me a proof. But hey, Masmim b'samach. The Rav Yochanan Moisiv Reish Lakish Masnisim Damayt Shivei Shlomim Harelim Mutar. Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, how can you Reish Lakish say that if a Zohar broke its mutter, the Mishnah says that if you find shivrit slumim their mutter, which implies mashma shivrit avodah zarah asurim, but implies that shivrit avodah zarah taka asur, according to you, ish lokish that avodah zarah shenishtaber mila harini mutaris, then shivrit avodah zarah ought to be mutar because raif sodom are leheter. Umechich v'nei davar is kavish neshtaber mila asur. Ish lokish to say shivrit avodah zarah mutar. Mishum desavar is kavish neshtaber mutaris. Just elaborates on the right. So here's the thing. So Taisa started off by positing that Rish Lakish is like Shmuel and Shmuel is like Rish Lakish. Now those are two separate chidushim. Rish Lakish is like Shmuel, that's Rish Lakish agrees to Shmuel, and Shmuel agrees to Rish Lakish. In theory, I could hear that one could be true and not the other. In theory, I could hear that Rish Lakish might agree to Shmuel. Whereas Reish Lakish says that the Zohar brings by itself its mutter, we'll have to hold like Shmuel that if you find pieces, they're mutter. The other way around is not muchach. Maybe Shmuel, who says that you find pieces are mutter, doesn't have to agree with Reish Lakish that if the Zohar breaks by itself, it's also. Maybe if the Zohar breaks by itself, it's really also like Rabbi Yochanan. But Shmuel just holds that if you find pieces, you assume that a guy broke it be a dying, like Rashi says at the end of the pen. That's not the way. But Shmuel has to hold like Reish Lakish. And vice versa, I guess, you could hold like it's like Shmuel, that if you find pieces, they're mutter. I mean, another way, and also, you could hold like it's Lakish, in theory, that if the Avodah Zarah broke, it's mutter. But if you find pieces, maybe they're also, maybe a Jew broke it. In theory, these are two separate things, both of which need proving. Which one did Tosfos prove? That Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish, or that Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel? Who's that Reish Lakish sounds like Shmuel? From the Gemara on the base. Because if Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, according to you, Reish Lakish, that if an Azor breaks by itself, it's mutter, so how come the Mishnah says Shivei Shlomo? She says even Shivei Avodazor, should be mutter. So there you see from the Gemara that once you say that if an Azor breaks by itself, it must be, that if an Azor breaks by itself, it's mutter, it then follows that if you find pieces, they are mutter. And the Gemara just assumes that we're not going to entertain that it's Jugok. Later on explains, because if a Jew broke, it's only one out of three, and it's very unlikely anyway. So that you see in the Gemara, that's not its sad. We're not worried that a Jew broke it. So if we're not worried that a Jew broke it, so yeah, then it really follows, like you see in the Gemara on the base. If an Avodah Zarah shenishtaber mila is muteris. And if the guy broke it, be yidayim malachas kama v'chama, then it's muteris. So if you find pieces in the street, so what's there to worry about its mutter? And that's the Gemara on the base. But what about the other half? Has Tosfos proven that Shmuel has to hold like a shlokish? Maybe Shmuel, I don't see a proof to that in Tosfos. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that if an Avodah Zarah broke by itself, it's Osir. We don't say naturally at Solo. But the reason why, if you find pieces, they're mutter, is because like of Rashi Svar, that probably a guy broke it be a dime, not likely that it broke by itself. Tosfos didn't bring me a proof against that possibility. And yet, throughout the rest of the Tosfos is now going to assume that Reish Lakish has to hold like Shmuel. Reish Lakish is like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. How does he know? Maybe Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel, yeah, but who says Shmuel has to hold like Reish Lakish? So the pashut to answer L'Chor would be that Tosfos just didn't have Rashi's svar that it probably broke by itself. It assumes that it's just as likely that it broke by itself that a guy broke it. Didn't have Rashi's svar. And if that's the case, then yeah, then it follows Shmuel has to hold like Reish Lakish. Why aren't you worried that it broke by itself? It must be that even if it broke by itself, it's mutter. The problem is, going back now, it ties it to the end of the pair. Look at Tosfos now again at the end of the pair. He brings Rashi. The Tosfos that we just read before. Pirish Bakuntris. So he quotes Rashi that Shmuel says at the beginning of the perek that Shimon and his karm is mutarim. I listen to Basra, Shmuel holds a shvamar also. That's talking about where we don't know how it broke. The Arminut of Ezekiel Shibun, we assume the guy broke it, because it's not likely that it broke by itself. And here we're talking about where we know that it broke by itself, and there Shmuel Taka holds, in the Lishna Basra at least, that it's awesome. In fact, this is Vikosha. Then came I'm actually Reish Lakish Mirish Dogoin, Shiny Hosum Shle Shibur, but it's Kechavim, Dorish Lakish Vishmuel, Kamu Bechad Shito. Because Reish Lakish and Shmuel are one Shito. I don't understand. Here it's Ramesh gets circular. He's already bringing Rav Shishita that the Goy Broker, that's the Pshat and Shmuel, is because we assume the Goy Broker would be a Dayan. So he says, but it can't be because we know that Rish Lakish and Shmuel are Bechad Shita. And how do you know Rish Lakish and Shmuel are Bechad Shita? Because that's Taisa B'Yas. But all Taisa B'Yas proved is that Rish Lakish has to hold like Shmuel. There's no Eichach in Taisa B'Yas that Shmuel has to hold like Rish Lakish. The only Eichach might be if you just assume, not like Rashi, that there's no tzad that the Goy Broker would be a Dayan. Yeah, but you can't assume that and then ask a Kash and Rashi. He's going on Rashi. Here at the end of the parak, Tosis is going on Rashi. Rashi says this far that probably the Goy Broker would be a Dayan. And Tosis asked Rashi, how could you say that? Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. Where did Tosis see that Shmuel has to hold like Reish Lakish? Maybe Shmuel holds God like Rabbi Yochanan. That Avodah Zarah Shenish Tav Mila is Osir, because Shiva Avodah Zarah Osir. I, the Mishnah, Rashi explained. Rashi says it too. Tosis asking on Rashi. Where does he ask on Rashi? What's his Kash and Rashi? Because Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. There's no remez in that place as to Eichacha that Shmuel holds like Eichacha. There's just Eichacha that Eichacha holds like Shmuel. It's like circular. By us, he just assumes not like Rashi. It's not sad that it broke, that there's no reason to assume that the guy broke it via Dayan. And therefore he's Mechiyah that Shmuel has to hold like Eichacha and Eichacha has to hold like Shmuel. And then he turns around at the end of the parak and he quotes Rashi that was stolen the guy broke it via Dayan. He says, how can you say that? We know that Shmuel holds like Eichacha. You only know that Shmuel holds like Eichacha because you assumed not like Rashi. But if you assume like Rashi, then there's no Eichacha that Shmuel holds like Eichacha. I don't have a teretz for this. It's in Cheshbon. I don't know what's going on in the teretz. I mean, I see what Tosis holds. He's chaylik and Rashi. Shmuel's like Reish Lakish. Lakish is like Shmuel. But I don't know how he proves his case. Once you grant Rashi, at the end of the parak, once you grant Rashi's svara that there's a svara to say that it must have broken by itself, then there's no hechacha that Shmuel, from the fact that Shmuel says you find Shivei Vadazar, Hevei Lumatorim, all you see from that is that probably they broke it. There's no hechacha in Shmuel what he holds about the issue of Avodah Zarah and Shtav Meilem. And there's no reason to think that Shmuel has to hold like Reish Lakish. So you could prove from today till tomorrow that Reish Lakish asks even Shiva, that Reish Lakish is matter even Shiva Avodah Zarah. What does that do with Shmuel? Yeah, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll continue with the rest of the thesis.